Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started with our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Chevrolet for Junior Motorsports. We'll go right ahead, open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll bring a mic over to you. Start right here in the front and then go to Dustin.
Devin Kupka, 5 to Go Podcast. What were some of your main reasons on not retiring going into the 2027 season next year?
I had a pretty good thought of that. That's the direction we're going to go. And, you know, there's still some things that we have to kind of work through to finalize all of that before I would say that it's official. But, you know, I think for me, you know, just kind of entrusting some of the groups around me, conversation with my wife, probably most importantly, and my kids, but just trying to discuss, you know, what that looked like. And even then, you know, partners, right, making sure that we were able to put funding together to be able to put, you know, a race car on the racetrack. So, was, like I said, there's still a few things that have to be kind of finalized before we can say, hey, yes, this is official, we're back. But I think for me, it was more about just kind of entrusting the group around me and seeing what they thought and what they felt. And you know, there's a lot of folks in my inner circle that felt like, you know, it was time to keep doing what we're doing. And obviously having success on the racetrack this year plays a huge role in that. When you're running good and you're enjoying what you're doing, it's easier to stick around. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that I think are going on outside of, you know, the four walls of the racetrack that a lot of folks don't necessarily know, and it doesn't really matter to the outside world that of the things that you know I'm going through. But at the same time, I think that you know, making sure that I'm making the right decisions for all the parties that, you know, I have to make sure that I'm taking care of is the most important. So, you know, I want to while I'm here, I want to be good and you know, useful. I don't want to just be here just to show up every week.
We'll go in the back to Dustin.
Dustin, let me know, JC. Justin, you mentioned at Atlanta, like, not letting off, even though you've clinched the regular season championship. What can you get out of these next three races?
A lot. You know, I think, you know, for me particularly, I think, you know, momentum is great. So you never want to have one of those off weeks. I do think that when I look at the schedule, right, I think that I'm really excited about the racetracks we have coming up, you know, over these next 3 weeks. But I'm also excited for the chase to start. I'm also excited to get there. But I think in this sport especially, it's really easy to kind of skip the short term to look ahead to the long term. And I think sometimes you can do more of a detriment to yourself by doing that, because I think you need that momentum. You need to have the races kind of go the way that you want them to go and keep working on your craft. Because I think it's so easy to get behind in this sport, and it's really hard to get ahead. So the fact that we're doing what we need to do right now and we're ahead is great. We just need to stay there and not fall behind before the chase starts.
Are there any other questions for Justin? We'll stay over there, and then we'll come right on over here.
You mentioned that you like the next three tracks coming up. What is it about Iowa that appeals to you?
Well, I've always been a short track guy, right? I've grown up racing short tracks, so I tend to love short tracks. I don't know that I consider Iowa necessarily racing like a short track, but it's kind of like that nice little blend of big track speed and short track size. But, you know, I think that the race there, obviously, as a whole, Junior Motorsports has had really good race cars there. So that's super helpful. And then I think, you know, just learning and growing, and it's maybe a place that since some of the repave and different things that they've done, it's not been as good for me as I'd like for it to be. So it becomes a challenge. It becomes a check box that you want to go there and kind of succeed on. So I think that those are the things that for me make it fun. I think anytime you can take something that becomes normal and you can turn it into motivation, those are the types of things that you've got to do that to keep the motivation going. And so I think that it becomes one of those places that I'm excited for, and I think it's going to be a great race, and looking forward to hopefully kind of breaking through that barrier that we've kind of been behind these last couple races there.
Justin, Rich and I with Channel 13 here in Indianapolis. With some time passage now and some reaching the end stage of your career, How special is your win here in Indianapolis, and what do you reflect on or think about when you think back to that win?
I remember everything from that day, if I'm being honest with you. You know, I think, you know, this place is special, right? I grew up coming here as a kid, you know, going to the Brickyard Crossing that used to be outside of Turn 2 and, you know, taking speaking classes out there and coming to the races. Actually, my mom still has the toolbox, the Brickyard 400 toolbox. The inaugural year, they did this giant purple toolbox, and I have the programs from that, and, you know, Indianapolis 500's here, and just, you know, there's so many things that I experienced as a young person, young race car driver, and then, you know, to win here and to have my family here, you know, my wife and my oldest daughter at the time, my parents, you know, just everybody, you know, those kiss in the bricks moments will be ingrained kind of in my brain forever. What's funny about that day, though, is after that event, my team for Christmas that year got me a giant kind of portrait. It's a long, narrow portrait, and on the frame around the portrait, everybody that was on the team signed it, right? So the picture is all of us kissing the bricks, everybody signed around the outside of the frame, and so that hangs at my house because it was a really special day. And I look back on it, and my youngest daughter, Willow, she looks at it and she says, "Dad, why wasn't I in that photo?" Right? She doesn't quite understand the time period of it. And so, you know, I would love nothing more than to have another photo with that. I thought we were going to get close last year. We were close last year. I thought we had the best car last year and didn't pan out the way that we wanted it to. And I think that that's where it becomes really difficult is I let myself last year kind of reminisce in those 2018 moments, right, and kind of want that probably more than I should have, if I'm being honest. And so, you know, I look at this year, and while I do extremely want to go back to victory lane here, until that checkered flag falls, and I don't care if it's the Cup race, the O'Reilly Series race, the Indianapolis 500 this year, any of them, right? Until that checkered flag falls and you're the first one across that yard of bricks, I'm not going to count any chickens before they hatch. So we're going to go and try to reminisce when it's over. But until then, we're gonna just enjoy that 2018 one, and hopefully that's not the only one I ever get. But if it is, I'll still deeply, deeply enjoy that one.
We'll go to the camera in the middle and then down here in the front.
Yeah, Josh Bodie, Wish TV and WRTV. You mentioned the kissing the bricks tradition, 30th anniversary of Dale Jarrett starting that. I guess how cool is it that a NASCAR driver started that tradition, and how special is that to you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny to me that was started as a NASCAR tradition, right? And I think, you know, obviously IndyCar's had storied traditions here at the Speedway, but it has become a really cool thing. And you know, regardless of kind of how it got to be, I think that when you talk to teams, drivers, sponsors, even fans, you know, that's such a kind of iconic moment that everybody wants to experience, that it's become something kind of almost as big as winning the race, right? I think that's the funny part about it is that victory lane here is probably one of the coolest victory lanes you'll ever go to, right? But people still are talking about kissing the bricks over necessarily going to victory lane. So I think that's super unique. And honestly, you know, I remember my daughter not wanting to kiss the bricks because she thought it was gross, right? I bet you now, looking back on it, she would go back and do it all over again without hesitation, right? And I think that's the funny part about it is you know, until you've experienced it, until you see those photos afterwards, until you kind of get to know what that's like, it's hard to explain. But I think when you watch people experience it and you see their emotion, it's really easy for other folks to look at it and go, I want that for myself. So I definitely would love to go back and do it again, and would love to get my youngest daughter the opportunity to go do that.
Any final questions for Justin? All right, Justin, thanks for your time and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.